Black Dog Salvage was created almost 20 years ago to provide a home for Southwest Virginia's architectural past. The name was inspired by Molly, Black Dog's namesake. Now there's a second location beside the original showroom on 13th Street with plans for a retail shop at the old fire station number 1 on Church Avenue. Now, since 2012, the adventures of the Black Dog Salvage team have been aired on DIY and Great American Country as the TV series Salvage Dogs. And last week and now tomorrow, there's even greater exposure for the dogs with a Discovery Channel marathon, 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. Here's a taste of the banter you'll hear from Black Dog Salvage owners Mike Whiteside and Robert Culp on the show.
It wasn't wholesale pricing. It definitely wasn't salvage pricing.
No, it wasn't salvage.
But, you know, I don't think we paid retail for anything. So that's always good.
It's one in the win column there. Didn't pay retail.
Mike Whiteside and Robert Culp joined WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and I this morning. We're going to talk about the Salvage Dogs Marathon and the new episodes coming October 14th. You can already hear them right here. This is going to be a good one. Mike and Robert, welcome to you both. Good to have you here.
Yeah, hey. We apologize already.
Yeah, I guarantee say these live microphones are dangerous.
Well, you could blame me because I turned it on.
So. There you go.
We're glad to have you here. And I'm going to go ahead and throw the first question at the both of you. How would you describe what Salvage Dogs is all about? Is it true that one man's trash is another man's treasure?
Clearly.
Sometimes it can be. Sometimes trash is trash. And no matter, even if it's free, you got to do something with it. You either got to throw it away, recycle it, or use it.
Yeah, so, the learning curve is fairly difficult when we're trying to figure that out.
We've got yards and warehouses full of stuff that we're still trying to figure out what to do with.
Yep. Yeah, I was going to ask you later, do you ever get snook it, or do you ever buy something and you want to repurpose it and it just doesn't work and nobody wants it?
Well, first, you always worry about overpaying. And I've made a couple of those mistakes. You get attached to it. Mm-hmm. Mike has a affection for sewing machines.
I used to.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a learning curve. But you make mistakes on things you love. And then you'll fall out of love with
it. I'm over it now, by the way.
don't bring any more sewing machines to us, please.
I'm wondering, since the show's been on, this is what, you said your ninth season of shows, Salvage Dogs?
We are, they're airing our ninth season right now. They'll be, the second half will be debuted sometime the 14th?
October 14th, the second half of season 9 will be coming on. That'll be on DIY Network.
Mm-hmm.
And we're already filming season 10.
Yeah, we're already three episodes into season 10.
Yeah, and you guys were saying you've gone as far away as Mobile, Alabama and Branson, Missouri.
Yeah, just we've pretty much worked east of the Mississippi, but we're thinking about going to, New Zealand or something.
Oh, there you go.
That's right. We've got a big audience in New Zealand, as a matter of fact.
We're working on that budget right now. Huh.
Yeah, they watch Salvage Dogs on the Travel Channel.
Do they really?
New Zealand. We get quite a bit of emails and Facebook contacts from people in New Zealand that are watching the show.
Huh.
And a lot of people traveling through Europe. We've got a lot of exposure.
You know, I wanted to ask you, since the Salvage Dogs has been on, when you go out, are people trying to drive a harder bargain with you? They want more money?
Well, we've kind of, that kind of comes with it, but,
it's all the fancy clothes and the fancy cars.
That's what it is.
When you drive up with a Ferrari or a Range Rover, you just have a hard time negotiating.
Are these your fancy clothes right here?
We are dressed to kill. I guess we're on Facebook Live, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, that's his tuxedo.
And he even ironed his shirt today. We talked with Mike Whiteside and Robert Culp from the show Salvage Dogs and Black Dog Salvage. And, you have a marathon, the second one coming tomorrow on Discovery Channel from 8 to 2, and you have another one coming up on October 16th. Right?
Don't cut it short. It's okay. 6 a.m. I think it's 6 a.m.
Is it 6 a.m. tomorrow?
It's 8 to 2.
8 to 2, yeah.
Last one started at 6.
Well, right. I think we're moving up the roster right now with these guys. This is us thinking, this is a heck of an opportunity for us to be on basic cable, basically,
right.
So a lot more people can see us, and the folks in Roanoke can see us, which has really been kind of a hard one for us.
On the Cox package, that's channel 14.
Right.
Which, you're running up and down the channels. You're gonna see Mike's ugly mug, you'll stop. You go, wow.
Well, look
at that.
That's kind of painful right there, Robert. I didn't appreciate that.
Yeah. So because DIY is not on every cable system, it's one of the add-ons, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
You got to pay extra for DIY.
Yeah.
But it's worth it. It is worth it for sure.
And of course, so Discovery, of course, is basic cable, and you guys are also on. I know I've seen you guys on Netflix older episodes. Amazon, iTunes, so you can find plenty of episodes.
You can stream us no matter what. It's if you really want to see the dogs, it's easy.
Uh-huh. We're talking with Mike Whiteside and Robert Culp from the Salvage Dogs and Black Dog Salvage. And how many of the episodes of guys have taken place in this region, you know, between here and, may say, Lexington or you know,
Mike,
in Roanoke?
Wouldn't you say about, you know, a good 30% of the show is filmed in, you know, in Roanoke, whether obviously in our store or on salvage projects that we go to? I think there's in the marathon that's coming up on Discovery, we're going to be shooting a purchase of a trolley that we got. Also, a house in Lexington that was a scene of an unfortunate fire. So
yeah,
we were salvaging some
stuff
there.
If you saw the Tamaroa episodes we did, we were taking a mast from it and installing it over at Ballast Point.
Right. Now, wasn't that from the ship that was actually used in the movie, or the real-life episode for...
The Perfect Storm.
Storm. They were the Coast Guard cutter that went out.
This ship was in Iwo Jima as a Navy ship, a salvage tug, and then lived on as a Coast Guard cutter for 50-some years, and was actually the ship that was part of that rescue.
As a matter of fact, it was the first boat that was on the scene for the sinking of the Lusitania.
Really?
Yeah. So it had quite a history. Now it's sitting 150 feet underwater off the Delaware coast.
Yeah, it's now a reef.
It's a reef.
But we saved a lot of stuff off that ship. And then when we got the opportunity, Ballast Point was headed to Roanoke. They needed a real feature for their pub or their restaurant.
And I told him I had
Mike
the right
put it
thing.
Together. He really did.
Yeah. And it turned out to be an episode, which is always great.
So you didn't go down and dive yourself, did you?
No. It was above water when we were working on it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were stripping the ship so that they could turn it into a
scuttle's a good word.
There you go. That's a perfect word.
Yes, it's exactly right.
Huh. And so Lusitania, so that ship went back to like World War One or something or close to it.
It was. Iwo Jima was new at Iwo Jima.
We're having a good time in here. We have Mike Whiteside and Robert Culp. They're from Salvage Dogs, Black Dog Salvage. They're talking about all kinds of stuff. And by the way, Gene, I don't know if you looked in the parking lot. That truck you have, I don't know whose it is, but it's nice.
That's mine.
Is that yours?
That's a true salvage wagon right there.
You got to see it.
He's really carrying a really nice load of
plywood. All that flooding. I got moldy plywood in my basement.
I'm hoping that Mike's going to take me out of here with a minute. But anyway, talk about the notoriety, guys. Salvage Dogs has brought to Black Dog Salvage and to Roanoke. You've got tourists coming to town now. They want to see what Black Dog Salvage is all about. So talk about that a little bit, if you would.
We got bus tours coming now. You know, it's been great for us. Obviously, when Robert and I first started this, we said, hey, we got five good commercials if it didn't go anywhere else.
Yeah, they were going to do five episodes, and that was going to be about it if it didn't work out. You know, we thought, hey, we're going to be ahead of the game.
At least you got five, right?
We had no expectations, obviously.
Yeah.
And then people started to watch it. They renewed us for the rest of the season, and the rest, so to speak, is history. But it's been really good for us to expose Roanoke to the national and international market, people that normally wouldn't come. Or just passing by.
Right. Not only do we show off the beauty of our valley, but a lot of the locations, we feature a lot of businesses. Jack Brown's is another great example of that. We built the bar and the tap system, or the front end of that truck for the taps there. But we also kind of display what the personalities of people in Roanoke are like, or at least some of the more colorful ones, Mike being in particular.
I'm a transplant, but I'll take that.
And, of course, you know, the rest of our crew, Ted, Tay, and, Grayson. Of course, Grayson.
Tay, your son?
Tay's my son, right. Tay Whiteside.
Grayson's a really tall woman. I've met her at Big
Lake. Well, she's not overly tall, but she's tall.
She's 5'12".
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's right.
And Tay's 6'8". So everybody thinks first thing they say to us is, you're so much smaller on TV.
That's right.
It's kind of hard to respond to that, you know.
That's
it's
right.
I disagree with them and go for it.
You know, the people coming to town, I want to bring this up again. We'll talk with Mike Whiteside, Robert Culp from Black Dog Salvage and Salvage Dogs. That's one reason you redid the stone house next to your headquarters on 13th Street. You turned it into a rental, really beautiful.
I'm
property.
So glad you brought that up. The stone house.
Nice.
It's our guest house. It just opened up last month, and we're currently taking bookings for it. It's booking up pretty well, but there's always a little bit more room. Mm-hmm. And it's a 1911 house that we bought along with the abandoned warehouse.
Came with the property.
That's right. That was how many? 18 years ago,
episodes, and you did some of your interviews in that house.
We did all the interviews for the first five seasons in the house when it was abandoned. No heat.
Heat, no electricity.
So. Now it does have heat, and it has air conditioning, and it's a pretty nice place to stay.
Yeah, it's really hot. It was a nice platform to us to show what you can do with salvage, and it's really been a lot of hard work, but it's really paid off.
Yeah, and a lot of that will be featured in the second half of season 9 showing on the DIY Network.
Wanted to ask you a couple minutes left. Are you still planning to go ahead with the retail shop at the fire station number one, providing everything gets falls into place, the old fire
station?
We're hoping so.
We're still in kind of the planning stages of what it's going to be, and Dale Wilkinson and his group are really working hard to get that with Hill Studio. And I think it's really an iconic place downtown. I think it's got a great future, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Any idea of time-wise when that's going to happen?
I don't. I would hope maybe next spring, you know, because they have a lot of rework they have to do to make that compliant. But it's a great place, a lot of history, and it's still going to honor the firefighters that were that lived there and worked there.
All right. Again, the Salvage Dogs is a marathon tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's another marathon coming up on the 16th on Discovery Channel, basic cable, and then you've got to do episodes starting the 14th. Got about a minute or so left. I just want to ask you. I'm sort of detecting. Was Mike the more outgoing one when you guys started this thing? Did he kind of draw you out of a shell or
draw him out? I had to beat him out of his hole.
I prefer to stay in the office, and Mike has always been outgoing. He's a salesman for sure, and
horse trader.
Yeah, that's well. Or yeah, there's a couple other artists. Here's one of them, and with the B and the S in front of that. So it's always good
to have
these different.
By the way,
and I know I asked you this outside before. Got about a minute left. You guys didn't think when you started the business in 1999 that you'd ever become TV stars, did you?
This was a one-time thing. We thought we were saving a house up on Highland Avenue, and it was just a spec venture. And I liked to watch TV back then.
That's right.
So did somebody come to you and say, "Hey, you got an idea for a show?" Or
well, it was a little more complicated than that. But a buddy of mine's producer Bill Hayes and fishing drinking buddy and more drinking than fishing, and we prodded him into doing it, and here we are 117 episodes.
Yeah, I'd say it's the right, you know, we're the right place with the right friends, because Bill was a creator of John and Kate Plus Eight and the Duggars and Sister Wives and
I told him we were as dysfunctional as the rest of them, so here we are.
And he dragged me kicking and screaming on the tail.
Well, Robert was the catalyst, by the way. It doesn't work without him. And it doesn't work without me. We're unfortunately tied together on this one.
Right. And just a few seconds up, but the whole thing about repurposing and recycling and reusing, does this fit with your philosophy?
Absolutely.
It's what we do.
It gives us a platform to show people what they can do and let them know that there is value still left in their old properties and pieces. It's really
lot of work to be doing this on TV, because this is what we do.
All right, Robert Culp, Mike Whiteside, the Salvage Dogs, Black Dog Salvage. Hey, thanks for joining us today.
Appreciate
it.
Great being here. Where's the coffee?